stocks surged today after President Trump said he would support some various stimulus packages. But, yeah, there's a but. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 7th day of October. Thanks for being with us. Another restaurant chain has declared bankruptcy. Five things you need to include on your job resume. DoorDash has launched a new product today. Amazon and safety. That's a story. The changing world of work for Ford, and that's got them, well, bothered. The Wall Street Report, we've got that. And once again, the Fed is warning us about the future of the economy. The business news headlines are next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, as always, to the very talented Hunter Pease. I'm Michael Libby, your host, and thanks for joining us again today. You want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, President Trump reversed course and now says he will support sending $1,200 checks to Americans and a $25 billion airline protection program and maybe something for small businesses. That after he said yesterday that talks with the House were done. The markets tanked yesterday but bounced back today. But the but is, might Wall Street be betting too much on even a skinny stimulus package? People forecasting this say that a skinny package will do little to bolster the economy for the long run. And they worry more about businesses, including small businesses and restaurants, going out of business. And what to do with so many millions of unemployed workers. Well, Wall Street seemed to like the news anyway, and I'll have those numbers in just a bit. Speaking of restaurants going under, COVID-19 has just claimed another. Ruby Tuesday said today it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and will permanently shutter 185 locations that had been temporarily closed because of the pandemic. Ruby Tuesday will continue to operate its remaining 236 locations while it restructures its debt. The privately held chain based in Maryville, Tennessee, has struggled in recent years, partly because many of its locations are inside shopping malls, and, you know, foot traffic is not, well, it's just not been there. 7,000 employees have been furloughed during the pandemic, and many have not returned to work. That, despite the chain securing a $10 million Paycheck Protection Program loan. ZipRecruiter says these five job skills are hot, and if you can, make sure that they're on your resume. Ready? Got a pencil and paper? Here we go. The first is coding. Now, if you know a coding language like HTML or CSS or JavaScript, make sure you put that on your resume, including specific examples of sites that you've built or maintained. Number two, database management. The software allows people to organize, store, and pull whatever data they need from the system when they want it, and familiarity with this kind of software ranks high among skills employers are looking for. How about social media analytics? As brands attempt to connect with consumers, having the ability to understand tracking, engagement, and reach, well, those are skills that many companies are looking for. Expense tracking. Now, we didn't see this one coming, but ZipRecruiter says it's hot. Why? Companies may need you to take on administrative duties like invoicing, payroll, and expense tracking. If you've got experience doing any of those things or using applicable software like QuickBooks, make sure you mention it on your resume. And finally, Microsoft Office and G Suite. Now, workers are likely familiar with the Microsoft Office Suite, which includes Word, Excel, and Access, and G Suite, tools like Sheets, Slides, and Forms. Now, if you have a good handle on them, make sure you let recruiters know. And that, they say, is another hot skill. So there you have it. Five skills that ZipRecruiter says you ought to be putting on your resume because employers are seeking them. You know, working from home has destroyed Americans' routines, killing lunch breaks and eliminating office snacks. Now, DoorDash is attempting to provide a solution. Today, DoorDash announced the launch of DoorDash for Work. It's a program that allows organizations to offer employees meal benefits and perks through the delivery service. More than 5,000 organizations have already signed up, including Zoom, Charles Schwab, and Hulu. Companies can offer employee perks like free delivery, expensed meals, gift cards, and group orders for team lunches and client meetings. DoorDash rolled out the program to help restaurants that lost customers who might want to stop by on their morning commute or grab lunch near the office prior to the pandemic. Chains such as Dunkin' and Starbucks have said that the pandemic has transformed their businesses as, why? Well, the pre-work rush has now shifted to mid-morning coffee at 11 o'clock, right? Lawmakers are demanding answers about the safety of products branded with Amazon's name and calling on the company to immediately investigate and recall any electronics that are posing dangers to consumers. Amazon Basics is one of the retailer's popular private label lines, and CNN's investigation found that dozens of Amazon Basics electronics remain for sale despite customers reporting that the products had melted, exploded, or even burst into flames. At least 1,500 reviews on the Amazon website covering more than 70 items described safety risks. Within those reviews, many consumers explicitly called out items as potentially dangerous using terms like hazard or fire, or saying the product should simply be recalled. Around 30 items with three or more reviews like this remained for sale on Amazon.com. Some became unavailable after CNN began its reporting, and at least four product pages were removed from the retailer's site entirely. Now, for their part, Amazon said they are reviewing all products and they take the safety of their customers seriously. You know, massive highways and major commutes, those were a boon to car companies like Ford. But now the automakers are finding themselves in the unexpected position of designing a future of work that could work against that 20th century American approach to employment. I mean, things have changed, and in a big way. For example, San Francisco officials are looking at remote work as a potential solution for climate change, not just the short-term fix for coronavirus. And that, something like that, would upend the traditional use of cars. Meanwhile, Ford surveyed over 30,000 of its own workers about working remotely and their comfort level with it in the long term. And the results suggest that if car commutes are not entirely out, they're going to see a substantial reduction. 70% of Ford employees indicated they did not want to return to the office full time and preferred a hybrid approach, all of which impacts this 117-year-old company moving forward. I mean, if you don't commute, why have a car, right? Wall Street ended the day on a high note and on the hope of at least a partial stimulus package, hope that it might happen. The Dow closed up a whopping 530 points at 28,303, erasing the loss of yesterday. The NASDAQ gained 210 points to close at 11,364, and the S&P 500 was up 58 points and change to 3419. It was all of it, was based on the hope that some sort of stimulus package can get worked out before the election. Meanwhile, detractors are suggesting the optimism may be too early. And finally, there is this, a sobering bit of news again. Without more government support, the U.S. economy risks a prolonged period of weakness that could perpetuate job losses and exacerbate disparities. All of that, according to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The recovery could still slip into a downward spiral, he said, after job losses have already hit women, people of color, and low-wage workers especially hard. President Trump announced yesterday that he would put off efforts to reach a new coronavirus relief deal until after the election, but then again changed his mind and called on Congress to approve additional aid for airlines and some small businesses, plus $1,200 checks for most citizens. Two words. Stay tuned. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.